chapter 6. Okay, 2 Kings chapter 6. That's there in the Old Testament. Maybe about halfway through the Old Testament there. And so this morning I want to speak to you on a series called Enlarge My Territory. Somebody say, Enlarge My Territory. I want you to tell the person next to you, tell them break off from your limits. Come on, tell the other person, say, break off from your limits. So that's a subject I want to talk about, this series that I want to begin to speak about on Enlarge My Territory. And the title of this message this morning is called Doing Bigger Things for God. Doing Bigger Things for God, okay? And we're going to turn in 2 Kings chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. And I want you to know this morning that this message is for you, okay? God has a word for you this morning. Not just for those that are, you know, maybe new and coming and you know, God has been speaking to you. No, but I'm talking about you here this morning that are part of this church, that this message is for you. This is for those that are in the front line. This is for those that are in the trenches. This is for those that are in the battlefield. This is for those that are here that God has been bringing, that God has been doing something new within your life. I want you to know this message is for you. And this morning, the title is Doing Bigger Things for God. And beginning in 2 Kings chapter 6, if you have it, say amen. We're going to begin reading in verse 1. And I want a little bit different this morning, as far as we've heard this portion of scripture before. A lot of times it focuses on the cutting edge and things like that, but this morning I want to just minister to you along what our title is this morning, Doing Bigger Things for God. And the Bible goes like this in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. The Bible says, and the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, somebody say, enlarge my territory. They said to Elisha, see now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. See, what they were saying, they came to the prophet, they came to the leader, to the man of God, and they said, what we're doing is too small. They were saying, we want to do more for God. Come on, somebody. This message is for you this morning, so I want you to get excited, because God's going to speak to you. They were saying, we want to do more for God. They were saying we want to do bigger things for God is what they were telling the man of God. Somebody say amen. It goes on and it says this. It says, please let us go to the Jordan and let every man take a beam from there and let us make there a place where we may dwell. So he answered, the man of God answered, and he said, go. Then one said, please consent to go with your servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them. And when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. And he cried out and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. So the man of God said, where did it fall? Tell your neighbor, that's what you got to find out. He told him, where did it fall? See, what I love is that the man of God always knows how to ask the right question. He asked him, where did it fall? And then it goes on and it says, and he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick and he threw it in there and he made the iron float. Therefore, he said, pick it up for yourself. Tell your neighbor, pick it up for yourself. So he reached out his hand and took it. I want you to know this morning that you got to reach out for it. That you got to take it. I want to know, where's the people this morning that want to do bigger things for God? That's what I want to know. Where are the people this morning that want to do bigger things for God? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, God, for your presence, your anointing, everything that you're doing here, God. I just ask that you would have your way these next few moments that we're here together, that you would speak to your people, minister to them, Father. Have your way. We thank you and we love you, Lord. And we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody says amen and amen. You can go ahead and be seated this morning. And as you're seated, I want you to tell somebody, bigger things for God. So they were there, and they were the men of God, the prophets of God. They came, and they told the man of God, and they were expressing to him, they were saying, what we're doing is too small. They knew that God wanted to do something bigger. They felt it, they sensed it, that where they were at, they had outgrown that level of where they were at, and that they needed to go to another level. And they were telling them, we want to do more for God. They said, we want to do bigger things for God. Somebody say amen. You know, when we look at the success and we look at the lives of others, we can sometimes feel envious. Come on, somebody. We can sometimes feel envious, like, why doesn't that happen to me? Come on, somebody. Even as Christians, sometimes we can have that type of attitude, and we can see people that are in the world and they have this or they have that, and we could be like, why? I'm serving God. I'm trying to do the right things. Why can't I might as well just, come on, somebody. Why can't I have it like that? Why can't I have what they have? And the thing is that if we're not careful, we can become so consumed with envy and jealousy of others that we'll miss out. I said, we'll miss out on what we're capable of having or what we're capable of doing ourselves. Somebody say amen. See, life is, I want you to understand this morning, life is always going to be unfair from a worldly perspective, right? From a worldly point of view. If you're looking at it from the earthly sense, you know, life is always going to be unfair. But I want you to know this morning that our God is just and our God is faithful. Come on, somebody. And our God is always on time, and our God always comes through with his promises. Somebody say amen. I want to speak to you this morning. I believe God's going to speak to you. I want you to take it inside of you. I want you to understand and internalize what God wants you to continue to burn with inside of your life this morning. I want you to be engaged. I want you to be excited about the Word of God this morning. See, God has something special and unique for you. Tell your neighbor he's talking to you this morning. He has something special and unique for you because of who you are. We're all different, right? With different strengths and with different gifts and with different talents. But we're also different because of the limitations which we each possess. Come on, somebody. We all got different kind of limitations that we got on your life. You got this limit. They got that limit. The next person has another different limit. We're different in that sense, too, in the sense of that we have different limits which we each possess. None of us are limited in exactly the same way. Somebody say amen. But the issue is this, whether we will learn from our limitations or whether we will use them as an excuse, come on, somebody. Or whether we will use them as an excuse to not reach the potential that God has placed within our lives. Tell your neighbor, break off from your limits. Come on, somebody say, I want to do bigger things for God. This chapter here in 2 Kings, it begins with the sons of the prophets realizing that the place that they had been living was too small, that they needed to do something bigger for God. That was why they asked permission of the prophet Elijah to go and to enlarge their territory. Go ahead, I give you permission this morning to ask me permission to grow this church. Come on, somebody. To build this church. Come on, to do something bigger for God. Come on, somebody. I guarantee you I'm going to say yes. In this now year in 2020, we need to pray for God to remove the things that obstruct our view of who God is and all the things that he has made available to us. It's time for us to have an enlarging. Come on, somebody. It's time for us to have an enlarging of God's kingdom, of God's perspective released within inside of our lives. Let me go on this morning and let me look at a few things. Number one is this. Is I want to talk about the decision to step out. Tell your neighbor, enlarge my territory. See, the sons of the prophet, they discovered, they realized, God showed them that they had been limited for many years. And they decided in this moment when they realized when God had showed them, they decided that they were going to break off of the limits that had been within their lives. And decided that they were going to be enlarged. They decided that they were going to be enlarged, that they were not going to settle for the limits that had been on them previously, that they were going to let that be as far as they would grow.
that they weren't going to let that be where it would be the end, and they would just get to that point and not go beyond it. They had settled within their hearts and within their minds that they were going to enlarge their territory because they were expanding their view of who God was and what God had for their lives. That's what we need to do. We need to cry out for an enlargement of our territory. Come on, somebody. And it begins with enlarging our view of God. Is anybody here this morning? They decided to break off the limits and they decided to be enlarged. You know, we got to understand this about God, that He has given us everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness. But we have been limited. Tell your neighbor he's talking to you this morning. See, we have been limited. We have been limited because of ourselves. We have been limited because of our past. We have been limited because of fear or unbelief or our character. Or we have been limited because of our complacency. And because of our spiritual perception of the kingdom of God, or the lack of spiritual perception thereof. Come on, somebody. Our desire this year, our now year in 2020, has to be of enlarging. Our desire has to be of enlarging without limits. Somebody say amen. That's why 2020, going into this year, as God has been speaking to you in your now year this year, that's why we have purpose, that we don't want to live in a place of limitation any longer. Come on, somebody. We don't want to be limited. We don't want to be shortstop in these certain areas within our lives. We want bigger things for God. Because how many know that God is able to do bigger things in and through your life? God is able to do bigger things. There is more that God is able to do through you. Somebody say amen. You better ask somebody. God is able to do bigger things for you. God is able to do bigger things in you and bigger things through you. There is no doubt. And some of us even know it. And yet we still have a hard time stepping out, even though we know that God can do bigger things with inside of our lives. See, the truth is this morning, that God wants to enlarge all of our territories. I said God wants to enlarge all of our territories. You, your marriage, your family, your children, your life, my life, our life. Come on, somebody. The people that God brings in this place, God wants to enlarge all of our territories. But until you desire it, right? You ever wanted something for somebody and you felt like you wanted it more than they did for themselves? Right? And that's how it is. Until you desire it, and until you take a step, and until you step out towards laying hold of your enlarging, of what God wants to enlarge in your life, and I know He's going to do it, until you step out to lay hold of that enlarging, see, this is what I've realized. Number one, I got to want it, and number two, I got to step out to get it. And unless that takes place, I want you to know this morning that I understand that it will not happen. I could want it to happen, I could dream it to happen, I could hope it happens, I could even pray about it to happen, but at some point I'm going to have to step out if I want to see God do what He wants to do with inside of my life really, truly happen. Garrett, there are some things that God moves in spite of my limitations, but there is a point where I still got to step out and I got to show God that I want it and that I'm willing and that I believe that He's able and that I trust Him and that I have faith and that I don't doubt, and I'm not just going to talk about it, but I'm going to be about it and I'm going to show God and I'm going to take action. Come on, somebody, to see God do bigger things with inside of my life. Until we do that, it will not happen. Somebody say amen. Have you ever had seasons in your life where you feel you can't fully enter into all God has for you because of the limitations? You ever felt like that, or am I the only one? Am I preaching to myself this morning? Come on, somebody. You ever felt like that? Like you can't fully enter into it because you feel like you want it, you see it, you believe it, but there's limitations. See, this morning, you need to believe in the God that cannot be limited. Jeremiah 32 says this, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" The Bible says, with man, it is not possible. Come on, somebody. It says, with man, it is not possible. But with God, I said, with God,
All things are possible. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Come on, somebody give the Lord a hand clap this morning. With man, it is not possible, but with God, all things are possible. See, God wants for us to walk in the fullness of what He has for us. In the fullness of what He has for you and He has for your children. In the fullness of what He has for you, your children, and your children's children. In the fullness of what not only He has for you and your family, but for those that God is going to bring your way, that He wants to use you to do something great within their lives. Come on, somebody. And not only that, but God also made a way for us to walk in the freedom. In freedom. Come on, somebody. In complete freedom. With no limitations. Somebody say no limits. Say break off the limits. John 10:10 says this, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, but I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. If we're not walking in the abundant life, we need to find out why. Somebody say amen. The Word of God says in John 8:36, it says, if the Son therefore sets you free, then you shall be free indeed. Jesus came to set you free this morning. Come on, somebody. And this is God's plan for all of us. Enlarging without limits and stepping out and daring to believe God. This is God's plan for our lives. In other words, even your limits aren't limits. Well, what are you talking about, Pastor Rob? That doesn't make sense. Even your limits aren't limits, but just they're just a place for God to get the glory with inside of your life. Come on, somebody, because He'll still do it anyway in spite of your limits. But because you step out in spite of your limits, He's still going to do what you're not able to do in your own because you count Him faithful, you count Him able, and you know that He's going to show up with inside of your life. It's time to stop limiting God and step out in faith and trust God. The reason why the people of Israel died in the wilderness was not because they committed adultery. It was not because they worshiped the golden calf at the foot of the mountain. It was because of unbelief. And God waited till they all died. And He said, I'm going to let you all die because you did not believe that what I said I was going to do. He says, that can't cross over. That has to stay dead and buried on the other side. But those that want to cross over are going to let the new wind and the new fire. Come on, somebody. God, those are the ones that are going to cross over and experience all that God has for their lives. Those that trust the Lord. Those that believe God at His word, that what He says is going to come to pass. Some of them had been in the wilderness a long time. So they wouldn't believe. They couldn't believe. They just wouldn't believe. It was their will. It wouldn't change. They refused. God was trying to show them. God was trying to speak to them. But they weren't listening to God. And so He waited. And He waited like the patient, gracious, merciful God there is. And He waited. And He waited. And He said, I'll just sit there and I'll wait until you die. And if you don't get it, then when you die, I'm going to take the rest. And I'm going to cross them over. And we're going to see that God is going to do what He said He's going to do with inside of my people's lives. It's God's will for all of us. Tell your neighbor He's still going to do it. Step out. Step out. Tell your neighbor, step out. Come on, tell the other person next to you, step out. Step out. Step out. Step out. Step out. Step out. What are you waiting for? Step out. God is telling you He's going to catch you. He's going to show up. He's going to bless you. He's going to part the rivers of impossibility. If you step out, if you step out, if you step out, God is going to bring it to pass. It's God's plan for all of us. Somebody say amen. These are the marching orders. This is also for those that are younger in the Lord. Come on, young adults, high schoolers. Come on, somebody. Are you in the house this morning? Do you want to do something for God this morning? Let me just say this. We're doing it together. I said we're doing it together. Somebody say amen. Come on, talk to me this morning.
I said, we're doing it together. The strength of the young generation. Come on, somebody, united with the wisdom and experience of the older generation. We're doing it together. We're doing it together. We're being intentional. We're going for what God has for us. We want bigger things for God. We want bigger things for God. Somebody say, enlarge my territory. Tell your neighbor, break off the limits. Break off the limits off your life. God wants to break off the limits. He's doing it already. He's done it for many of you already. That's what God does. He breaks limits. Come on, somebody. He defies impossibilities. Somebody say amen. God does it. Tell you this, Big Jarvis Shimona, our best days are not behind us, but our best days are ahead of us. I said our best days are not behind us, but our best days are ahead of us. Somebody say bigger things. Secondly is this, you got to determine to overcome. Somebody say overcome. This is why you always have to seek to associate with people who have a God-given vision and are driven by it. Come on, somebody. Talk to me this morning. Anybody got a vision for your life? Come on, somebody. Those that have their eye on a goal. Is anybody here this morning that has their eye on a goal? Those that have their eye on a goal. Those that are focused on something bigger than themselves. Those that are not just stuck looking at their own problems, but are looking beyond themselves, because they know that as they look to the vision that God has given them, that God is going to show up in their problems, and God is going to provide in their needs, and God is going to turn around what needs to be turned around in their life. They know that as they put their eyes on what God wants to do in their life, outside of them, for other people, to help other people, to make a difference, to build a church, to build a ministry, to reach treasures out of darkness. They want bigger things for God, and because they attempt and step out and attempt bigger things for God, they know God is going to take care of their needs. But if we always stay stuck looking at just our problem, our need that needs to be met, do you know that God has no problem meeting your need within your life? And I know some of you got big needs, because I got big needs. Believe me, I got million-dollar needs, man. I got needs that are like, I got big needs, amen? But I'll tell you what, this morning, God is able to meet the needs in your life. The needs that you have are small compared to what my God is able to do. If you will just look a little bit above where you're at, and you will look to the harvest field, and you will begin to do what you do to reach other souls and to build a kingdom of God, if you begin to be about other people, I guarantee you this morning that God is not just going to meet your needs, but God is going to bless you over, above, and beyond. God is not just going to stop meeting your need. As long as you're focused just on meeting your need, then you're just going to be focused on meeting your need, thinking that you're doing it. But I guarantee you this, if you begin to look a little bit further, if you purpose in your heart that you're going to do bigger things for God, even though you got big obstacles in your own life. See, I guarantee you that if you begin to look outside, you begin to look to do bigger things for God. If you begin to say, you know what, I'm going to purpose that I'm going to break off my limits. I'm going to purpose that I'm going to enlarge my territory for the kingdom of God, so that God can get more glory, so that more families can be reached. I'm not going to stop where I'm at and with what I've done. I'm going to keep pursuing, and I'm going to keep going after what God wants to do, because I understand that God wants to do something bigger. And I guarantee you that if you do that, God is not only going to meet your need, but He is going to blow your mind. He is going to meet your need over, above, and He's going to bless you. That's when you go from 30-fold blessing to 60-fold blessing to 100-fold blessing. That's when people look at your life and they're blown away about what God has done. They don't understand it. It don't make sense to them, but it's because you stepped out and you dare to believe God for bigger things for His kingdom. Come on, somebody give the Lord a good hand of praise this morning. Sometimes the biggest thing that we're believing God for is the big problems that we have in our life. I must be talking about the church down the street. Come on, somebody. Isn't that true, though? Be honest with me this morning. I'm not lying to you, so don't lie to me. Come on, somebody. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. How is it? TBH, right? Is it TBH? Is that what they do? Facebook, anybody? Is it TBH? It's TBH, right? See, brother had to come call it out. To be honest, sometimes the biggest faith that we'll stretch out belief for is just limited to the big problems that we have in our own life. How are we going to do bigger things for God if the biggest thing we're believing for is the big problem in our life? Do you know that the big problem in your life, that God has no problem doing it if you will look beyond your big problem? Do you not know that if you will ask God to give you his heart, and that you will ask God to help you be about building his kingdom, if you will ask God that if you will step out of your comfort zone, if he will be with you, come on somebody, that you will step out of your comfort zone if he will be with you, do you not know that he will show up and be with you when you step out of your comfort zone and he will do great things for you? Come on, somebody. These people, they have an eye focused on something bigger than themselves. And that's important. Ask me why. It's important because the enemy comes against those who have that supernatural grace and that favor. Come on, somebody. But in and through these things, those difficulties, you will get to know God. Because in these moments of adversity, come on, somebody, anybody ever been through something? In these moments of adversity, God will reveal himself to you at another level like you never experienced him before. Come on, somebody give the Lord a hand clap this morning if you know that God shows up and you're able to experience more of God in the difficult times. Come on, somebody. I got a word for you this morning. In Micah chapter 7, the Bible says this. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. The Bible says, then she who is my enemy will see, and shame will cover her who said to me, where is the Lord your God? My eyes will see her. Now she will be trampled down like mud in the streets. The nations shall see and be ashamed of all their might. They shall put their hand over their mouth. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall be afraid of the Lord our God and shall fear because of you. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever, but he delights in mercy. Come on, somebody. Never allow repeated failures and defeats to prevent you from advancing. See, because if you have passion this morning, if you have a God-given passion, if you have a passion to do what God wants you to do, to see your God-given vision come to pass, has anybody got a vision this morning? If you have a passion to see, you will not allow any limitation or hindrance to stop you no matter what. You're going to be determined to overcome. You say, man, even though I fall, I'm going to rise. Even though I might be in darkness, but God is going to show up and be a light in my darkness. And no matter how deep I get, God is going to bring me out. Even in the darkest times of my life, God will bring me out. See, God is never limited. I said, God is never limited. He's not limited by time. He's not limited by space. He's not limited by circumstances. Come on, somebody. You know what he is? He is a God of no limits. He is a God of no boundaries. Somebody say amen. In other words, this morning, God has an answer to all of your questions. And some of you got a lot of questions. Oh, come on. You don't want to ask something now. You were asking, you're like little Rob asking a bunch of questions. You ain't got no questions now. You're asking your friend, why this, why that, and why the other? I want you to know that he is a God that has answers to all the questions if you keep your eyes on him and stay focused on the Lord. God has control and power over everything. He has control and power over everybody, over every circumstance. Somebody say amen. There is fullness of grace. There is favor and blessings in the Lord. Somebody say amen. And in spite of that, I want you to know this morning that there are many who fail to reach out and grab a hold of you. Tell your neighbor, don't get distracted. tell your other neighbor, don't get robbed from your blessing. Come on, say it again. Say, don't get robbed from your blessing. How are we going to do that? How are we going to stop ourselves from being robbed from our blessing? Number one is this: have faith in God and not in men. Come on, somebody, say that. Say that. Come on, somebody. Have faith in God and not in men. Come on, somebody. I ain't trusting in you. You ain't trusting in me. We're trusting in God together. Come on, somebody. Have faith in God. In other words, overcome all the doubts of the promises of God that are upon your life. Trust in the Lord. Even though man may fail, God will not fail you. And if God spoke it, then God is going to see it come to pass. Number two is this: have a spirit of endurance and patience. Tell your neighbor, don't get robbed from your blessing. How do you do that? Number two, have a spirit of endurance and patience. In other words, understand this. You just got to know this. God, understand that God will never deny you of his blessings. See, the devil is a liar. Come on, somebody. God just works in his time. I say he works in his timing and not in our timing. Somebody say amen. He doesn't work in man's time. He doesn't work, you know, when your calculations say it should happen. Right? Some of us are good calculators. Am I right? Right? Am I right, though? Right? And then those of you, right? Am I right that those of you that are maybe strong in, like, even, say, administration, right? You had to train yourself to know that despite what your calculations say, you're going to trust God anyway. Am I right? And how many know that when you threw your calculations out the window and you trusted God anyway, am I right that he still showed up? Am I right that he still blessed you? Am I right that he still opened up a door? Am I right that he still healed you? Even when it didn't make sense, am I right that God still came through like a champ for your life, and he'll do it again, and he'll do it again, and he'll do it again? Am I right that God is faithful? God is faithful. You gotta have endurance and patience. God is not gonna withhold blessings from you. He just shows up in his time. The Bible says that he makes all things beautiful in his time. I want to hear that, but the Bible says he will make all things beautiful in his time, in his time, in his time. And guess what? His time is not, he's not trying to make you sit there, suffer and wait and, like, go through changes. God doesn't delight sitting up in heaven and watching you go through things. Ah, ha, ha, look at, they're still waiting and it hasn't come to pass. Look at them cry. Look at them give up. Look at them throw in the towel. God doesn't do that. Do you know what God looks like? God does not look like that. My God, that is not a picture of my God. My God wants me to get blessed. My God wants me to attain the blessing. My God wants me to, you know what all that God is doing? All that God is doing in that time that you got to wait and endure and trust God is he's working something in you. He's producing something inside of you that is more valuable than the blessing that he's going to bless you with. Do you understand that? That what he wants to do inside of you is more valuable than what he's going to do on the outside for you. Do you understand that? Because what God is going to do inside of you, then you understand that what he's going to do inside of you when you wait, when you trust him, when you don't give up, when it didn't happen on your time, when you don't quit, when it didn't happen the way you thought it should happen. Am I preaching to anybody here this morning? And when God does that, when you trust God, I want you to know this morning that he shows up. Because then what happens, he's not waiting to sit there watch you squirm and suffer. He's waiting because he's letting it produce something in you. And if you will not quit, and if you will stop listening to the naysayers, can I just say something this morning? If you will just stop listening to the naysayers and the lies of the devil and what they, you know, everyone else, you know, if you will just stop listening to all of that junk and you will just listen to God, then I guarantee you this, if you let God, all those things that are bothering you, did you know that God is trying to produce something in you? But most of the time we're blaming somebody else. We're blaming something else. We're saying it's because of this. We're saying it's because of that. But really, God is trying to do something inside of your life. Do you know that? Do you understand that? Do we know that we have not just arrived and God is trying to take you further? But here is the thing, that when God
forms this inside of you, and he takes you through this process, because he's not sitting you there just watch you suffer. He's letting it produce something in you. But I want you to know, when he produces it in you, then not only is he able to show up and bless you in a big way, now he has produced capacity in you that you're able to handle more. That means if you're able to handle more, then God is going to pour out more. You ain't hearing me this morning. See, if you're able to handle more, if you're able to be stronger in the Lord, grounded in God, if he knows that when the devil hits, you're not going to run, if he knows that when you don't get your way, you're not going to quit and throw in the towel, you ain't hearing me this morning, then God knows that he's going to pour out. He's going to pour out a God-sized blessing inside of your life if you will just let it do what God wants it to do inside of your soul. Let God build you. Let God mold you. Let God shape you. Let God produce in you the man of God and the woman of God that he called you to be. Come on, somebody give the Lord a good hand clap in this place. Tell your neighbor, don't get robbed from your blessing. Tell your other neighbor, don't get distracted. Because that's what happens, man. We get distracted and we get robbed. Because we're like Bugs Bunny going after the carrot. Come on, somebody. And the third thing is this, be obedient to the Lord. If you don't want to get robbed from your blessing. See, I know. I know when God was speaking to me, I knew I wasn't going to get a lot of amens. But I'll tell you what, if you don't want to get robbed of your blessing, I got something real simple for you that has worked for me. Be obedient. Be obedient. Be obedient to God, and yes, God is going to use your pastor. I ain't hearing you now, but I know God is going to use me. When you figure that out, you might get blessed a little more. Come on, somebody. Oh, I know he doesn't just speak through me. I know he speaks to you by yourself, too. Don't get excited. Come on, somebody. But he does use me. And he will speak to you. And if you're obedient to the Lord, he's going to bless you. Come on, somebody give the Lord a hand clap. See, God has a blueprint. God has the blueprint to everyone's life. God has a blueprint to everyone's life. Huh? I don't have the blueprint to your life. You're right. I don't. I don't know where God is necessarily taking you. I don't know necessarily all the steps that you got to take, although God will show me insight. But he has a blueprint to every single one of us. And he, guess what? In that blueprint, he has a solution to every single one of your problems. Just like when somebody's building, an architect is building a building, and there's a slope. They have a solution, am I right? Up there in the mountain, they have a solution for the terrain and the problems that might occur in the future. So that architect already knows, and he makes amends. He has problems for the solutions that will arise. And God knows the path that he's taking you on. And he knows the problem. Like, you ain't hearing me this morning. He understands. Let me talk to the people over here. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. I said, see, God knows the problems. He knows the path that he's taking you on. He knows the problems that are in your path on that journey. And he's the architect. That means for every single problem that you're going to encounter, God already has a solution. And the good thing is, you don't got to know the answer. You don't got to know the solution or how he's going to do it. You don't even got to know how to read a blueprint. All you got to be able to do is trust in the architect that makes the blueprint for every single one of our lives. Because God loves you, and he wants to bless you, and he wants to anoint you, and he wants to take you to another level. See, I want to talk to people this morning that want to do bigger things for God. If you're already done growing, if you don't want to do bigger things, then you could just stay where you're at. But this morning, I want to talk to those that aren't satisfied with what they've done for God. I don't care if you've been serving God 30 years. You're not satisfied, man. You want to do more. You want to do more. You want to break off the limits. You're saying, God, enlarge my territory. I want to do bigger things. I want to do bigger things. Sit down. I'm tired. Let me catch my breath.
But I... Tell me a little bit, my recovery time has been, so I feel drained. Just trying to be more healthy because I got little kids. And I don't know when God will take me home, but if he takes me home later, I want to be able to go to the park or take a stroll, go with my kids. I just want to be healthy. I got to be healthy for you, right? I felt a burden, I really did. I'll be honest with you. Because I had to break limits off of my life. I thought about you. I didn't just think about my family. I thought about you. I thought about how I'm going to be the best pastor that I could be for you. And I said, man, I got to make changes, even if it's in my health, if it's in my diet, so I could be better, so I could serve them better, so I could believe you more, God, so that when you challenge me, I can step out and not be stuck, God, so that you could grow my faith and you could grow my spirituality and you grow my mindset and you grow my faith and you grow my church, you grow my family, you grow my marriage. You could bring me from level to level to level and raise people up that are going to take cities for your glory and honor, oh God. I cried out to God. I said, God, help me. I want to do more for you. I want to do bigger things for God. I'm not just telling you about it. I'm trying to do it myself. And I'm not perfect, and I got a lot of limitations, man. I got a lot of shortcomings. I got a lot of areas where I feel weak. I feel inadequate. It doesn't matter. I may not walk around like I'm the pastor of the year and think that I'm all that. I may walk around sometimes and maybe I should hold my head maybe a little bit higher sometimes, but you know what? I know that I'm going to try my best that I can to be the best servant that I could be for the Lord. And I know that if God will do it for me, then you'll see and God will encourage you that God will do it for you. And you're going to rise up and you're going to answer the call. You're going to do what God called you to do. And together, we're going to shake it up, not just in Pomona, but all around the world. We're going to shake it up for God. God is going to do big things in this place. God is going to break us out of this sanctuary. We're going to go into double services. And from double services, we might need to either build a four-story building on this place. You ain't hearing me this morning. Or we might need to shop for another place. I don't know, but all I know is God knows, because he's the architect, and if I just keep stepping out, God is going to bring it to pass. Come on, stand with me. Stand with me this morning. Stand with me in the presence of God. Lift your hands. Lift your hands right there where you're at. I'm not done. I'm not done, but I want you to... I want to do something this morning. I want to do something special. But I want you to lift your hands right there where you're at, because I want you to, there's an anointing in this place. God is in this place. The title of this message is Doing Bigger Things for God. That means that there is an anointing in this place to do bigger things for God. Do you understand that? Do you at least understand that? That there is an anointing in this place where God wants to enlarge your territory. He wants to do bigger things in you, and he's gonna do bigger things in you, and he's gonna do bigger things through you. Somebody say, break off your limits. See, there is an anointing in this place this morning to break your limits off of your life. I don't know how you feel about limits. When they put me in handcuffs, I didn't like how it felt. Now, I got to be careful here, but for the most part, I'm pretty sure that if you ever had a cop put handcuffs on you, you didn't like it either. Come on, somebody. And that's how limits are. Limits, they shackle you, they restrain you. They tell you you're only going to go so far. They tell you you're in trouble. They tell you you've done this wrong and that wrong. And because you've done this wrong and that wrong, you can't go out of this box. But But there is an anointing inside of the house of God to break limits, an anointing to shatter limits, to break chains, to break mindsets, to grow your faith, to cause you to step out, and to cause you to go to another level. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap if you believe that in this place. Lift your hands and sing this song. Sing that song just real soft right there. Sing it just for a moment.